This is Matt Wells at UN News. UN agencies and their partners are supporting hospitals and health centres in Gaza as they struggle to treat scores of people injured on Monday during demonstrations at the border with Israel. Jamie McGoldrick, the UN humanitarian coordinator for the occupied Palestinian territory, who spent most of that day at a major hospital, said facilities were overwhelmed by the numbers in need of emergency treatment. Palestinians have been demonstrating against the long-standing blockade on Gaza and Israeli occupation for weeks. But Monday marked the deadliest day of protest, with 58 killed and more than 1,300 injured. Mr. McGoldrick told Deanne Penn that hospitals there, which he described as already under serious pressure due to the blockade, were simply overrun with the large number of wounded.
Well, I mean, I was here for the last couple of days in Gaza. I came down here to be part of the sort of response to what we were expecting in terms of an emergency, because it's been happening for the last couple of Fridays, last five Fridays, six Fridays. So it was just building up to these dates, which were very big anniversaries here in Gaza. I visited hospitals yesterday as the wounded were coming in, women and children and others who had come in big numbers, actually. The systems were in place as we had been prepared for it, but they were overwhelmed very, very quickly. I then visited some of the health stations, which the Palestinian Red Cross had set up near some of these fence areas, and talked to the colleagues there who were bracing themselves for a big day ahead of them. As it turned out, it was a major day, and I then subsequently met one of the health workers in the hospital today who'd been shot in the abdomen trying to rescue people who had been shot at the front of the fence on the other side. So it was quite a difficult day. The hospitals today were much calmer because the numbers were very much less. But we still have big problems in terms of being able to absorb more numbers and actually treat the wounded who have come in big numbers at the moment.
And I wonder if you can tell, is the UN providing any support at this time?
Yeah, I mean, we have the Central Emergency Revolving Fund. We've put in $1.2 million. We put in, obviously, money from the Humanitarian Pool Fund, over $2.2 million for that as well. All, for the most part, focused on the health, but looking also at the human rights monitoring and looking at psychosocial support, because of the number of victims that have been caught up in these demonstrations and have become wounded and damaged over the last months as this has been going on. So that's what the UN's been doing. Plus, many agencies have brought in their own equipment, brought in their own material, and supported in surge capacity and new staff that have come in as well. But we never thought the numbers would be as big as they were yesterday. And over the last six, 7 weeks, it's been quite a difficulty for the health system. And we should also know that the health system itself has been under serious pressure for years. It's been underfunded, undersupported. Salaries haven't been paid for months. Equipment's not in place, maintenance hasn't taken place. We're in serious situation in terms of fuel supply. The fuel that comes in from across the lines into Gaza comes through Israel, it comes through Egypt, and those have been disrupted. People are living on electricity about 4 hours a day. Water is difficult because they need the fuel to pump the water. The potable water systems are contaminated. So it's a very, very precarious system overall. 60% of the population in Gaza don't work, especially young people, and the purchasing power is reduced massively because of all the cuts that are taking place and because of the economy just collapsing. And so with that comes an overwhelming system collapse. And in the humanitarian response plan, we've tried to address some of these key interventions, which has always been very difficult. We're 15% funded, and on top of that, we've had these many weeks of this severe crisis, and yesterday a very acute upsurge in the number of people wounded requiring assistance and support, which for the most part doesn't exist.
Having been in the hospitals and given all of these conditions, I mean, the lack of material, the lack of medicines, the lack of supplies and lack of electricity, I mean, what was it like being in the hospital? What was that situation there?
Well, I mean, yesterday was pretty harrowing. You know, you're seeing, children being rushed in stretchers, and women with different wounds to their legs, their abdomens, their shoulders, their necks, and all that stuff. And you've got others with leg wounds, and going into the triage areas made up of yellow, green, and red. Red is the most severe, and many of the cases are going into the severe because they're very, very badly injured. So that's happening not just in the one hospital I saw, but many of the hospitals throughout the whole of the Gaza Strip. And then you have, doctors who I met again this morning, who the doctor had worked all overnight. He was a vascular surgeon doing very complicated, complex interventions to save people's lives, limbs, and the rest. And he was up again this morning at 12 o'clock back at his office, back doing the work again. So that they are stretched in terms of capacity. They're certainly stretched in terms of available space in the hospitals and stretched in terms of the equipment and the necessary, you know, this very complicated fluids, very IVs, antibiotics, these external fixators which are used to sort of reattach bone. All of that is in short supply. Funding is in short supply and fuel is in short supply. So a very precarious situation which was overwhelmed very, very easily.
Mr. McGoldrick, thank you for speaking to us, and thank you also for laying out the great needs in Gaza and for giving us an update on the funding and the shortfall that you're experiencing. What more needs to happen at this stage?
Well, obviously, for these demonstrations not to cause the wounded and the injured to be in the numbers of any kind, for civilians to be protected, we need resources for the humanitarian response plan, which is currently under 15% funded. At a time more than almost halfway through the year of one of the most severe crises in the Middle East. And we need that in general, but right now we need a big increase in funding for these emergency interventions that will be required for the weeks ahead. And then for the whole rehabilitation process, both psychological support, but physical support and rehabilitation of people who've lost limbs or who've been badly injured and will require massive rehabilitation support for months, if not years ahead.
Thank you so much, Mr. McGoldrick, for speaking to us. Is there anything further you would like our audience to know about the UN support there or about the conditions in general?
I think the work that's been done by the frontline workers, the Palestinian Red Crescent and the other frontline first responders is commendable, and we should salute that. I think at the same time, the people working in the hospitals, the doctors and the nurses and the service workers, doing a fantastic job under very difficult circumstances. And I think the UN family and the national NGO should be proud of themselves in terms of they've been able to focus on the work at hand despite all the limitations, and the fact that we've prepared, but at the same time we are working hard to try and reduce the impact of all this injuries and wounded that have taken place in thousands over the last weeks and months, and in particular yesterday.